For your grace and mercy from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In that second reading that we heard from Paul, Paul says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then can they call on the one they've not believed in? How can they believe in one they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? How can anyone preach unless they have sent?" And I put preaching in brackets there because for me, what Paul is saying is, how can anyone know about Christ if they're not told? So preaching is not just for the pastor. Preaching in this case is actually spreading the good word, the gospel, to all nations. And that's very much what our mission is about, isn't it? We've been looking at that, our mission and our vision. We've been looking at that a lot over the last few weeks. Who can tell me what our vision is without looking at your bulletin? All right, look at your bulletin. What is it? Excellent. To know Christ in his word and make Christ known in his world. Did I get it right? Excellent. And then our mission tells us what the roadmap is for doing that. And we had our Ready to Go seminar here on Wednesday night that quite a few of you came to. And from what I've seen and what I've heard, everybody who came to that workshop was really surprised at how easy it is to actually share our faith and introduce people to Jesus, or at least start bring God into a conversation. Craig did a wonderful job of making it very, very easy, didn't he? So I'm excited by that, and I'm excited that we can hopefully share that information with a few more people in our congregation to show them just how easy it really is to be able to seek people out, to remember their names, and to be able to share our story with them. But in doing so, introduce them to how Christ has worked into our lives. Today, though, is Mission Sunday. We've nominated today as being our Mission Sunday, where we look at those mission projects outside of the congregation that we're focusing on. So our two mission projects are ministry in Alice Springs and ministry in Nepal. So I've asked Pastor Ben to share some information with us via video. So let's have a listen to what Pastor Ben has got to say.
Hello, people of St. Mark's. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Greg asked me to put together a little video for your Mission Sunday, which I was happy to do. Thank you for your commitment to supporting the Alice Springs Lutheran Church. I'm inside the church building at the moment. This is an altarpiece we have. It's by an Indigenous lady called Ruth Cook, who went to school here in Alice, Yarrara College, now lives up in Darwin. But her picture represents beautifully what our Lutheran church and worship is about, from baptism and the Lord's Supper to hearing and reading God's word and singing our Christian hymns and songs. So I always like to show people that on the altar. Some of the challenges of being here in the Alice Springs Lutheran Church are some of the same as the challenges of living in Alice Springs to begin with. If you look over my shoulder, if I can get the camera around, you'll see a few holes in the windows, a few others boarded up. We have a bit of trouble with usually young kids out on the street at night. They often don't have safe houses to be in or people watching them, so they get up to a bit of mischief and that causes some problems around town. But all in all, Alice is a really wonderful place to live, and Megan and the kids and I are really enjoying our time here. The Alice Springs Lutheran Church is a congregation where probably 75% of the people who worship with us on a given Sunday are Indigenous people. A lot of that is historical because the Lutheran missionaries worked very hard at Hermannsburg to share the gospel to people in their own language and with respect to their own culture, and protected them also from some other things that were going on at the time. So people see this very much as their church. On any given Sunday, you have lots of people in the pews, probably 100 to 150 worshippers, and some who like to sit outside as well when the weather's good, or sometimes sit outside for cultural reasons because certain members of the family aren't supposed to sit with other members. Our congregation does a fairly wide ranging kind of ministry, lots of hospital visitation, and we have a lady hired to do some of that work to assist me with that. We have a kind of a bus ministry because we pick people up for church on Sunday who can't get here by themselves. As well as, I guess, all the other things that congregations do, worship services and Bible studies and confirmation course, which is running at the moment, and various other things like that. Part of the struggle for us is that a lot of the people who come to worship here aren't necessarily able to support the congregation financially in the same way that others might. And so a big part of the financial burden and running of the congregation falls to a fairly small number of people. And on top of that, you know, they have to pay a pastor and keep the lights on and do all those regular things that congregations have to do. How can you support? You can pray for us. We appreciate your prayers. You can send financial support, either for a particular project like the ones I mentioned or just in general to support the work of the congregation. You can check out our Facebook page, which I've got up and running, and have a look at that. We'll try to keep that updated with different things that we're doing. You can come and visit Alice Springs and spend a few tourist dollars in town. That would be good. You can come and visit us here in the congregation. You can come to work. We're always looking for workers here in town, especially Lutheran teachers, but nurses and doctors and just about anyone. So if you would like to come and spend a short or long time here, then that would be wonderful. That's probably enough for me. Feel free to be in touch if you want more information on anything that I've shared. And God bless you, especially on your Mission Sunday. We think about you and pray for you. And like I said, Megan and the kids are well and adjusting and enjoying life here at Alice Springs. And we look forward to visiting again back in Mount Barker sometime soon. Okay, God bless. Bye.
When I sent the email to Ben, I reminded him that on that particular day, it was in the middle of the day, and it was probably about 8 degrees here, I think, in Mount Barker. And he's filming this in his T-shirt. So he said, yeah, okay. He said, it's about 22 here at the moment, so never mind. So good on him and God bless him. So that gives you a little bit of a snapshot of what they're up against and how we can help them. But he also sent a little video of the Central Australia Women's Choir singing. I suspect it was out at the college, but he just wanted me to play that as well. Excellent. So, yes, it gives us plenty to think about. If you've never visited Alice Springs, it's a lovely place to go. As you heard there, they sang one verse in English, one verse in language. That's what usually happens during their worship services as well on Sundays. So it's quite a cultural experience. If you ever get the opportunity, I was up there with Kussi about this time last year, and we worshipped with Pastor Ben and the congregation on the Sunday, so it was quite an experience. So keep that in mind. There are other mission projects, obviously, that you're working on, and there is a poster out on the notice board with those links if you're interested in that. I hope that is crystal clear. If it's not, just ring me up. Let's sing our next song.